Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. This episode is going to be dedicated to my former past self. I've been thinking about the ways that I can help our community. And of course, we talk about mindset and business and how to activate your abundance and peace and mindfulness and observing your thoughts. But I want to take you back to the very early days of some of the things that I started to do as I was stuck in my reality. Because what I do know to be true is that all of this information about attuning to the quantum self is great, but if we are still stuck in the body, then we can't actually really apply that. So I'm going to walk you through the days of 2016, 2017, and I was just counting that it is going to be 8 years. It is 8 years since I've been on this journey. And the longer I've been on it, the more I realize that I know everything and I know nothing. And every time I think I got it all figured out, life continues to bring me right back, not backwards in time, but back to the lesson, back to the invitation, the opportunity to keep going and growing. Let's dive right in. I was mapping out a process. And this is actually going to be a course. And I'm just going to give you the meat of it here. But I want to bring you back and lay down the foundation of why. What I know today is that changing your life is incredibly difficult, period. So when we see people online or when we view people in their highlight, at their peak, it can feel daunting. It can feel like, what am I doing wrong? How do I get there? How is that possible? That's not possible for me. Because that person is riding the wave of the compound effect of all of the work that they already put in. But what's the work? What's the work beyond taking mindfulness walks and journaling? And what does that look like in practicality? Well, I sat down with myself. And I started to journal. What was I doing in those early days? What happened? Can I put this in a process? And what I figured out is that there was a process. So here are the steps that I came up with. Step one, I became present and aware to what was actually going on in my life. And this is going to require you to pause. This is going to require you to stop. And most importantly, this is going to require you to get radically honest with yourself. I want you to look at your current situation, your current life, your current bank account, your current reality, and have a really honest conversation with yourself and say, did I build the thing that I wanted? Is this making me happy? Is this it? Is this the best that it gets? Is this my best? And so as I started to do this process with myself, I'll never forget, I was sitting in the basement of my old house. And these flashes came in of my life and the steps that I took. And the actions behind it. And I was in a situation where I had to review my life. So step one is about you coming into yourself and you just bringing awareness to how you feel. And take notice and take data as to the reality that you've built, and yes, you've built it. Then on the second part, step two was about a review of all of the ways that I've acted, all of the decisions that I've made, all of the patterns that led me to me sitting right then and there in an empty basement, contemplating my life. I had to get to that moment and I had to start to be honest with myself. I couldn't blame, point fingers. I had to take radical responsibility. But in order for me to take that radical responsibility, I had to ask myself, what's my part? And so in many ways, I had to go back and I had to review the things. So take out a piece of paper. And I want you to start to review your life and ask yourself, if you had to do it differently, if you had to press the restart button, what would your life look like now? And I want you to get so specific. I want you to think about how you react to situations or not react. I want you to think about the travels that you take, the lifestyle that you live, the things that you say yes to, the things that you say no to. I want you to create a new avatar. And I want you to write down 50 things that you're going to do. Don't give yourself a timeline, just 50 things of the foods you're going to try, the places you're going to go, who you're going to become, what you're going to do. And I found myself in the same scenario. The steps that I'm giving you are the same steps that I took to change my life. It wasn't in a course. It wasn't in a hack. And to be honest with you, it wasn't even in yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and all the things that I teach. It was in consciously deciding. All of those things are tools to remind you to look at you. That's it. All of those tools are reminding you to access your intuition, to remember who you are. So write down a list of all of the things that you want to do in your life, because those things are going to create the new avatar, the new quantum you. By the way, this is not anything crazy, because your cells are always renewing and dying all of the time. Right now, as you're listening, a cell is dying and another cell is being reborn. It's our natural state. To become new is the flow. When we stay stuck, when we stop growing, we quite literally, energetically are also dying. We're supposed to grow. So this is why this patriarchy and this way of living is so abnormal and is making so many people sick, because we're not supposed to be in a box 24/7 from your home to your office, and we barely get any sunlight. That's not natural. It's not healthy for us. We're not supposed to be sitting in a desk following orders and disconnecting and disassociating and not being the whole full you. That's not the way we were designed. That's not what makes us feel whole. What does is getting to know ourselves. If you're anything like me, I woke up in my 30s with very little information as to who the hell I was and who built me. Even though I know it's me and I took those steps, I didn't know why. And some of the parts I had to realize that I unconsciously signed this agreement. But now that I'm more aware and I'm reviewing the data, I'm reviewing my life, I get to choose differently. So the third thing that happened as I was sitting on that cold basement floor, bringing awareness to what the hell I had built And the moment of feeling like you're at the bottom, has anybody ever felt like that? Where you're like, how did I get here? Somebody please explain this to me. Well, I was there. And it's good. It's good to be at the bottom. It's good because it forces you to go up and it forces you to grow. And it forces you to review and ask yourself, do I want to keep going this way? Most people don't stop to ask themselves, and that's why they stay stuck. The third thing that came in so clearly, and it was one of the first times I heard myself. All of this happened in one day. All of this happened as I was sitting on that floor, smoking lots of cigarettes. Because I had anxiety through the roof. I can't believe I used to do that. It feels so long ago. It feels like, what version of me did that? But you know what? The version of me that was so disconnected from myself, the version of me that my body could not handle all of the anxiety because I was still suppressing and I was still blocking. I did not come to that full peace with looking at the thing. The third thing that I did was I set my intention. It was the first time I heard myself. And the highest version of myself, my quantum you, said, now what do you get to do? You see it. You reviewed it. Now what? And it was so simple. I got up. I found a notebook. And I started to make a list. And I started to write a list of the things that I was going to do. Oh my gosh. And I believed it. I was like, I'm going to become a millionaire. I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to become a yoga teacher. I'm going to teach people how to heal. I don't know where it came from. And as I was writing it, I was like, who the hell do you think you are, girl? You look like you are falling apart on this floor. But it was my soul. It just knew. And so I asked myself, okay, let's set the intention today. How do you want to think, act, and feel today? Not tomorrow, not next week, not this goal that you put on a vision board and you never get to. I'm giving you the exact steps that I took. And on this third step, I said to myself, every day you're going to wake up and you're going to ask yourself, what is your intention? And at that point, my intention wasn't to gain clients. My intention was to feel good. My intention was feel better than yesterday. My intention was to fall in love with the person I was becoming. My intention was to forgive myself more. My intention was to find happiness. My intention was find purpose. Some of us are making our intentions these big, scary things that we can't even get to because they're so far away. Start today. And so I set my intention, and it's something that I still do every day, and it's something that I teach all of my students. I always ask them what's present at the beginning of any call. And I always ask my students, what is their intention on a weekly basis? I do this on a daily basis. And what happened after that was that I got to touch alignment. The more I started to practice, the more I started to understand what I wanted, what happened was is that I had to find the wound. This was step four. I brought my awareness to my life. I reviewed all of the chapters, all of the places that I could have done better. I made a list of how when I have another opportunity to do it better, I will. I didn't know that I was doing all of this. And this is why when I went to the Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat, so much of the work that he was sharing landed so profoundly because I guess it was my intuition just knew that I needed to do this. And that's good because sometimes when you're so far away from yourself, your guides have to step in. So the fourth thing was to find the place within me that I felt discord. And now for me, that looked like doing this through meditation. I started to meditate, not to disconnect and go bye-bye from the world. Most people meditate because they feel like, I have so much anxiety, I'm going to meditate. And while I did do some of that work to calm my nervous system, and I was doing the yoga and the mindfulness and the journaling, at a certain point, I became so curious and so obsessed as to how do humans become happy. I realized that it was a healing journey, but I had no awareness of what I needed to heal. I knew it was something because clearly I was so segmented. I felt so terrible on a daily basis. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, or if they would even admit that to themselves, or if they even have awareness of that. If you would have spoken to the version of me 8 years ago, and you would have told her that she's unhappy, disconnected, she would have laughed, but she would have also been in her ego. And she would have also been lying to herself, because in many ways, I guess that's how I coped. And it was so natural for me to lie to my own self. I was so unaware that I was even doing it that I didn't even know anything was wrong. But you see, the body keeps score. The body is a library, and the body's always telling you. That heart was always palpitating. That hand always reaching for a cigarette. The other hand for a drink. So in step four, I realized I gotta find the thing. I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'm looking for something, because clearly there is something happening here. So I remember one day in meditation, actually, it wasn't even in meditation. It was one day, I'll never forget, I had just went tanning. I lived in a building. I had already gotten fired. I lived in this building where I had a pool. It was so beautiful. It was facing the Hudson River. I don't know how I was just managing, scraping by, teaching yoga, rubbing two coins together. And I was literally getting by, but I was learning a lot of lessons. I was touching the jewels within myself. I was finding the richness within me. I didn't know it. And things kept working out and things kept falling into place. And I kind of just kept going with the flow. And one day, I went to the pool, I tanned, I got in the pool, I love swimming, I got out of the pool, I read a book, I felt great, everybody else is working, I'm, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the pool, living my best life. I got hungry, I went back to my apartment, I lived in a little tiny home, it was, I think, about 400 square feet. And I know in New York, those are pretty small kind of average homes and apartments, but I lived in a tiny home community. Like, the apartments were small and minimalistic for a reason. Now, as I was making myself a salad, I ate, and then I started to cry. And I'll never forget this moment. And I kept laughing and crying, asking myself, what is wrong? Why are you so unhappy? What's happening right now? You have no problems. And of course, my ego was like, you don't have a job, you don't have money, everything's wrong, everything's falling apart. You just left this relationship, all of this stuff, right? And I kept reminding myself, because I had already been practicing yoga, I had already got my certification and had gone to Morocco and had learned quite a bit. And I studied the Yoga Sutras also. Some people don't read the Sutras of Patanjali, but I started reading them and I got so obsessed with the science of the mind. So I knew quite a bit of what was going on. And yet there was still this overwhelming feeling of unhappiness, sadness. And so I think it was kind of my anger at that moment that I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? In this now present moment, nothing is wrong. You're eating a nice big salad. Some of these crops came from the farm that you helped water, that I look outside of my window and I can see the crops growing. You just came back from tanning. You don't have to report to anybody. When's the last time you haven't had a job? You've worked your entire life, just relax. And I couldn't. My mind kept making up these scenarios and these stories and how I was so far behind and how I was a loser and how everything's wrong in my life. And yet my mind knew better. But the feeling was so visceral. And so a bit of anger came over me. And I will never forget. I said, I'm going to sit down. And I don't know how I came up with this, but I was like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to meditate and I'm going to figure out where the hell is this coming from. I didn't know this was going to happen, but I actually found it. I found the energy that was alive. And I guess because it was so alive, because it was so active in my body and I sat down right away, when I connected to my breath and I kept breathing and I kind of put myself in this very relaxed state, I started to just look for it. I'm like, what part of me is unhappy? And I was like moving my mouth and everything. What part of me is unhappy? Where is this coming from? How long has this been here? What is this? What is this? And I kept asking myself, where are you? What is this? Boom, I found it. It's a deep sense of disconnection, of unhappiness, of unworthiness. And I just started to talk to this aspect of myself, this energy. How long have you been here? I kind of laugh now because it's kind of crazy, but this is what I did. What is it that I'm not seeing? How come you're so loud? How long have you been here? What is it that you want? What can I do for you? And I just found the existence of this energy. Then I moved on to step 5. Eventually, as I started to understand that these vibrations and emotions were very alive within the body, I decided that I was going to heal it. I don't know where it came from. It was just a conscious decision. Once I knew that this thing was alive, and I also recognized over time that it wasn't mine. And this is why I started to go down this rabbit hole of ancestral healing, because I actually realized, like, for some reason that emotion, the heaviness of it didn't belong to me. So this next step was about consciously deciding to heal my inner child. I had no background on this. I never took a course. Nobody ever taught me how to do it. It was my own soul guiding me to the parts that were wounded, the parts that were hurting, the aspects that I now call them imprisoned, and they were in jail. They were in jail within my body. And they were kicking and screaming and asking for my attention. And yet I couldn't figure out how to connect to these parts. So this is where the habits came in, the smoking, the this, the drinking. But in this phase of my life, I decided when I was in step 1, where I had this awareness that I did not like the life that I had built, I put that I was going to stop drinking alcohol, and I've been sober for 7 years. I put that I didn't want to smoke cigarettes. I put a whole laundry list of things that I wanted to do in my life, like eat plant-based. And it's something that started off as an experiment, but ended up becoming a lifestyle. So in this step 5, I started to go back into this meditational state. And I started to reparent those parts. It didn't matter what it was. It was so interesting, like clockwork. I would feel the feeling. Nothing would be happening in the present moment, but everything was happening inside, the discord, the disconnection, the unhappiness, the sadness. And I just kept sitting. Every time it kept happening, I just kept sitting. Okay, we're going to go in. And it almost became like an obsession, like a mad scientist. I was like, okay, we're just going to go in the body. We're going to find it. Let's go. We're finding it. And once I found it, it could be anything. Any emotion that was coming up, that was going against what I actually wanted to feel, I started to heal it. The ways that I connected to this aspect and I started to heal it, for some reason, I just knew that I had to be the loving mother energy. Regardless of whether I had that experience in real life, I had to connect to Mother Earth. I had to connect to Pachamama. I had to connect to this beautiful grandmother energy love. And I don't know why also this energy of like, yeah, that grandmother that's like cooking you nice warm meal and baking you the cookies and giving you a nice big long hug, like that energy. So I started to show up to those parts that I found that were segmented, and I started to mother those parts by giving them words of affirmations, by telling them how proud I am of them, by listening to what they had to say, not by pushing their feelings away, but by acknowledging and also letting them know how we're going to do it moving forward. And then what happened was this step six came in. And this was all about releasing it. This was all about bringing in mantras of peace and thank you and gratitude and honor. And thank you so much. Thank you for showing me this. Wow, this is such a great opportunity to heal this. Oh, this is so interesting. I did not know that that was alive in my body. I'm going to release this. I am letting it go. I'm letting go of this narrative. I'm letting go of all of this. But thank you. Thank you for showing up. For some reason, you came in and I needed all of this. You were holding it down, but now I got this. So we don't need to hold on to this anymore. The seventh part came in and I started to rewrite my codes. You are encoded, human. From the moment you were born, you were encoded with the ways that your parents spoke to you, by your environment, everything that was going around you, like a sponge, like a robot, like an avatar. You have been programmed. I don't know how I knew this, but I just knew that once I released it, I became a blank slate. And a part of me came in and asked, who do you get to become now on your terms? And I was like, ooh, okay, I guess I get to pick. And that's where I started to bring in these rampages. I'm grounded. I'm loving. I'm centered. I'm all-knowing. I'm enough. I'm whole. I'm the person when I put my eye to something, bullseye, I do it. I'm committed. I'm disciplined. I'm going to show up to my life as the best possible, most optimal version of myself. I'm forgiving. I'm loving. I'm expanding every day. I am learning. And I kept rewriting these programs. And listen, in the beginning, yeah, part of me was like, girl, what the hell are you doing? Who are you fooling? But over time, I started to believe it. I started to believe it so much. I would sit in the mirror and I would tell myself how rich I was, even though I had zero in the bank. I would tell myself how one day I was going to start a business. How one day I was going to create this wealth. How one day I was going to find happiness. I am happiness. I am wealth. It became one day I was going to do it. And then it was like, no, I am that. And then one day my reality matched all of those things that I was saying, but I believed it. I believed it when I looked in the mirror. And I said I was going to become those things and that I am those things, that I am that version of myself. I started to hypnotize myself. And that's where the mental rehearsal came. The eighth part, the eighth step was rinse and repeat, mental rehearsal. Rinse and repeat, mental rehearsal. How do I want to act today? How do I want to feel today? How do I want to resolve that problem today? Because it's not going to happen tomorrow, today, right now. You have a choice. How are you going to act? And I kept rehearsing how I was going to act, rehearsing, rehearsing. I'm going to be the person that is going to see the silver lining and everything. Today, 8 years later, it's actually pretty hard for me to be negative. Because I've been practicing on repeat, mental rehearsal, who I am and the version that I wanted to become. And that version was, I see the silver lining in everything. Everything is happening for a reason. There are no mistakes. My life is perfect. Everything is perfect. Everything is always working out. That for me to be negative is so bizarre and foreign to my body. Could I have a moment of doubt? Yeah. Could I have fear? Oh my gosh, of course. Fear always happens. But fear doesn't mean anything bad. I don't give it that meaning. Actually, when I feel fear, I'm like, ooh, here we go. There's an edge. Ooh, that's interesting. You've never been there. Oh, that's perfect. There's probably an up level right around the corner. I don't make it mean you're going the wrong way. You're not good enough. What? No. I've already programmed myself to believe this so much that 1,000 people can tell me I'm not worthy and I'm not loved. And I will not believe that because in my body, the cells of my body actually don't believe that. The cells of my body know that I am connected to the totality of everything all at the same time. That we're all part of this big cosmic arrangement. The universal soup. And that's the whole distortion and the illusion. We came here to experience a multitude of lives. And if you're lucky, you will watch yourself evolve many times in one life where you're constantly getting to know yourself. I think back of the versions of me and I'm like, who was that? How many times have you changed, girl? And it's all good. I love it. And I'm still changing. Whenever you get to a place where you're like, I'm all knowing, I got all of it, you're stuck again. And the ego has attached itself into the familiar. Make growing your every single day North Star. These were the real steps that I took to change my reality. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because there's so much jargon. Feeling like we could do it in 24 hours and 3 months. This started with one day of having that realization, that awareness, that step one. And that step two of reviewing. And that step three of pulling out a paper and writing it all down and getting really clear on those intentions. But guess what? Step four, finding it. Step five, healing it. Step six, releasing it. Step seven, rewriting it. Step eight, repeat the mental rehearsal. Took a long time. It took a solid year of every day doing this, working at it, chipping away at those beliefs that I know were not real and were not me. And yet my body was on autopilot, still going to that limiting belief. Still feeling not enough. Still feeling like the shoe is going to fall off. Still feeling like, oh my God, how am I going to make money? Still feeling like, how the hell did I get here? It took time. And while in the quantum field, there's no such thing as time and space, the problem was is that I was not accessing the quantum field from where I was vibrationally. Like most of us, I was stuck in this reality where time and space are the things that we have to deal with. And so if you're here, give time time. Work on these steps. Make it a mission. Make it your top priority to press the restart button on who you think you are. And go figure out again this next iteration that wants to be birthed. Because that's truly what your soul wants, is growth. It doesn't want stagnation. It doesn't want predictability. It doesn't want to build a business and know the recurring revenue that you're going to make. Like, yeah, that's good. Like, you want that. Your brain wants that. The part of you that wants to feel safe wants that. But your soul doesn't give a shit about this. Your soul's like, yay, we did it. Look at us. On to the next project. It's here for the creativity. It's here for the fun of it. It's here to see wow, can I do that? Can I create that? That's what it's here for. It's here for the experience. So don't take yourself too seriously with trying to figure it all out and heal yourself and beating yourself up because you're back at step one. It doesn't matter. We always go back to step one. We always go back to, shoot, where am I now? What have I built? Do I like what I'm looking at? Is it time to press the restart button again? Humans, I really love recording this for y'all. If you are looking for more support in your soul business, go to my profile at I Am Melissa Ruiz and comment the word profit on my last post or the pinned post. If you're needing more structure and support over how you can be in your soul business and activate your abundance codes, I wrote a 5-email series on how new earth leaders can create $100,000 with one offer. That's actually how I started my business. And it didn't happen the first try. It didn't happen the second try. I did this over and over and over and over at least 4 or 5 times until I got to that result. And so in this series, I break down all of the steps that I had to take in order to get to that result. All right, humans, go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
Breathe.